Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. She was here yesterday, so if you missed the show yesterday, you missed Jolene, and you have to listen in again tomorrow to find out if Jolene's going to be here or not. We're going to get started with our birthdays. If you hang on just a little bit, as you can tell, I've still got some kind of sinus or cold or some kind of crazy ass shit going on. Everybody's coughing and a hacking everywhere you go and things. Birthdays today. We have Peter Boehm. Oh, wow. Damn, I don't even think I told you people yesterday, happy birthday. Ain't that a damn bitch? I mean, I told you on the radio, but I don't think I actually told you in person. Anyhow, today's birthday, Susan Westrom, happy birthday to you. Christopher Jensen, happy birthday to you. Rebel Randy Michelson Sr., happy birthday to you. Jenny G-O-C-E-N-G-E, sorry Jenny, can't say your last name, but happy birthday to you. And then Josh Turner, that ran for state senate, today is his birthday. So, you know, happy birthday to Josh Turner. That is my Facebook family and friends' birthday, man. That was a lot. Well, the weather, it is cloudy and windy, 60 degrees. They say we're supposed to get some light rain sometime after midnight, which the light rain is supposed to turn over into snow. And like the high tomorrow is like going to be 29 to 30. I mean, it's going to be cold. Less than 1 inch. Welcome to the show. Pioneer Paula, do you happen to have any birthdays?
I didn't look because I've been having pumpkin time this morning.
Oh, that's just great, Paula.
And Sam's fiance, Jeremy, and my grandson, Chandler, and one of his friends came over today. And I do have two supports in the cellar for the dining room floor. Put up.
So they fixed it today.
Well, it ain't fixed, but I do have some supports on under the floor. I mean, the foundation's still got to be fixed, but
right. There's
not so much stress on the foundation or the floor now because there's two or three. I didn't go down there, but I know there's at least two posts that holding the floor up.
Well, good.
And it's 73
any added
degrees.
Support? 73. Wow, Paula.
Storming, raining, with thunder, and we got a tornado warning.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and then tonight we got a freezing rain warning.
I don't
God,
know,
I
dude.
Got it. Oh.
happy birthday.
Yeah, it's going to be like 10 degrees tomorrow below for Sunday and the high 25.
Well, you know, what's kind of strange here is, I mean, it's not doing anything. It's just windy. It's a 60 and falling, it says. 60 and falling. So it don't even say that we're going to get any rain until like maybe 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it started here about 1:30, I guess, raining, and then the wind kicked up really good, and now we got thunder and a tornado warning. And then tonight we got a freezing rain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can see it on the radar down there.
Oh, it's wicked down here. The clouds are ominous looking.
Oh, yes.
And I'm so
you can see it. Oh, my. I just hate this kind of weather.
Really?
Who likes
it? But I had it warmed up because I needed to warm up before it got cold again.
Well, you know, all that does is where it was so cold, then it warmed up, and now the temperatures are going to drop again. That just makes people get sicker. Please quit barking over here. I've got a barker.
They're ready for 420. They're ready for 420.
They're ready for 420. Oh, I've got a baby that is stupid over a thing called a pig ear. We got a pig ear to chew on, and I thought, well, man, it's going to take her forever to chew on that, but, man, she's wearing it out. Might have to buy a bag of those. I just don't feel like the rawhides. A lot of people says, oh, do rawhides. I just don't like the rawhides myself because I have had incidents where they swallow, you know, they swallow them rawhides. And I don't think it's a full natural rawhide. I think it's got a lot of synthetics in it. And I've had my dogs to get choked on the shit. I've had them to blood come out their ass because they've got, you know, it's cut their colon as it's coming out and shit. So I don't know. I mean, a pig ear is a natural thing, you know.
Shahiro likes sticks and wood. She's been, one piece of firewood she took last year, and she's still gnawing on it. It was bigger than her last year, and she still likes
really?
To chew on that. Yeah. A stick, they love, she chews on sticks. Jake, my other German Shepherd, he loves sticks. He cut his teeth on sticks, and she did too.
Oh, wow. Oh, I see all kinds of people baking and making all this great, beautiful candy. As a matter of fact, I should have been making, I didn't even buy the stuff. I went to the store today and I should have got the stuff myself to make some candy because, I mean, I used to like to make candy and things, you know? But
yeah,
it's
I'm
expensive
not
anymore. It's expensive.
Yeah, it is. I used to make all kinds of cookies and candies and buy those little gift boxes and put them, you know, they were presents.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And flower bulbs.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, I would do flower bulbs and give them away for Christmas, too, back in the day.
Right. I've had somebody inbox me, and here's the craziest thing about it, which I know this guy pretty well. He said that, I had sent him a text this morning. Well, it had my name, Rebecca C., on it, and but he hasn't confirmed what the number was yet. But anyhow, that it said to pay for his debit card to pay so much money to me to watch this nude video of me. And I'm like, dude, I don't even have your phone number. What's the phone number that, you know? But, I mean, he copied it and pasted it and showed me. I think it must be some kind of, I don't know. I don't even know his phone. It has to be, you know, I asked him if it was through Facebook. He said no, it was through his text on his phone, and I don't even have his phone.
Well, sounds like a scam to me.
I don't know who she is. Seems like I've seen her before. Who is the young girl? I have no idea who she is. Evidently, she showed. Who knows? I have no idea. What's the update on Gary, Paula?
He did make it to North Carolina. I finally heard from his friend Tim about 12 o'clock, I guess. So they are there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, good.
And it's just so sad the way it all happened.
Yeah.
Families. Families just really pissed me off.
Yeah, I don't know what's, you know, man, I don't know what's wrong with people anymore.
They're greedy and selfish and self-centered and want to be in control.
There's a tornado, a tornado watch is in effect for Jefferson, Shelby, and Franklin County until 10 o'clock tonight. That's Jefferson, Shelby, and Franklin County to 10 o'clock. Wow. It's like, wow. You know, can you believe that?
Well, I just got a thing from Channel 6 that says a tornado warning has been issued for portions of western Kentucky. Take shelter now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is this, you know, is this not end of times? This is end of times, people.
Right. Right. It's
you know.
Ready to hit my pretty hard, looks like.
End of times, no doubt. You know.
Okay, that's where Marcos is going to get some bad, too.
Oh, wow. Well, prayers and good thoughts and vibes and... And I'm going to actually get me some sage and start burning some sage, just because I think we should be burning sage.
I burn sage, and sage gets rid of all the bad spirits, too. The bad,
right.
The negative
energy. Yeah, I don't think it's something that I would do daily, but like, you know, once or twice a month.
Yep.
You know, if there's somebody that it is used in a prayer ritual, in a lot of prayer things. So, maybe even at a prayer thing, you know, saying prayers or blessings upon people out there or something.
And frankincense.
Oh, yeah.
I love the smell of frankincense, too.
I love the scent. My favorite thing is the lavender. I am just a big, big, stupid idiot over lavender. I cannot express enough. Huh?
That smells good, too.
Yeah, I am addicted to lavender. I can't overcome it. I just can't get enough of it. And it's funny because my favorite perfume has always been Happy by Clinique. But, you know, I don't know. I've went so stupid over lavender anymore. It's like, oh, I just want to smell it. I think it's because it's soothing. It's a soothing, relaxing smell. You know, it's not real overwhelming or it's not... I guess, it's got that perfume smell to it. It's more of a natural smell, I guess.
Right.
Oh, yawning like hell, people. So sorry about that. Yawning like hell, man. It's like I forced myself to get up early because for the last two nights, I've battled till 3 o'clock in the morning. Flipping and flopping, and I said, oh, no, that's not going to happen. So I battled and made myself get up this morning. Of course, I had to get to the post office because the post office closed at 12. And then I had to do the dreaded grocery store, and I actually forgot the two important things, tea. I forgot the tea. It's like, fuck, how do you forget the tea? You know, maybe I've got some tea in there. I can make some tea. I haven't looked yet, but if I don't, I'll make Kool-Aid. Fuck it. But no, I mean, really, what's better than that is lemon. Man, I'm straight up on the, like today, all I've had to drink as far as drinkage has been lemon water. I've drank lemon water all day today. And got a bunch more lemons today. And I think the more that I drink of it, the more I like of it.
Yeah, I like lemons.
And I know that that's the best way to get a big dose of vitamin C.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, and fruits, you know, I mean, bananas, I mean, you know, big on potassium if you're not eating mashed potatoes or fried potatoes or, and you know, and I said, hell, I was buying the potatoes, but I tell you what, the fucking potatoes ain't worth a fuck anymore, hardly in the stores that mm-hmm. I went to buying instant potatoes, and how quick and easy is that? All you gotta do is heat you some water up, get you some hot water, you know, add you some damn instant potatoes in there, you know, throw you a little stick of butter and stuff in there. I said, well, shit, far. That's all right now. Hell, you could survive like that out in the fucking wilderness, you know, with a box of mashed potatoes, instant potatoes.
Right.
Because that's your potassium for sure. What about Spam? I love Spam and that Trent meat and lunch meat and stuff. That's some good shit too.
Yeah.
Oh, All right. We got a Tasmanian devil over here. No. It's my little vicious dog. She thinks she's bad. Oh, my, we got about 3 minutes before we take a break. I got a shout-out for Bruce Pomeroy, thank you so much, and Michael May, thank you so much. We appreciate y'all listening in and showing everybody out there. Let's see, Michael Patterson, he always shares. And then Robert Bobby Gibson, he always shares and listens in. Thanks, and everybody out there on Twitter. Huh? Oh, my. My. And you're messing with, get out of here, dude. You know, it's like coming up in the studio and then we're trying to talk. You know?
Yeah. You think they know by now what you're doing?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. I don't know about this little turd here. She's went stupid over the pig ear. Let's see. My. So you say it's some right storm in there, Paula, with the thunder and stuff and the tornadoes and things telling you to take shelter.
Right, and then somebody said it was hailing in Paducah. That's about 25 miles from me.
Oh, wow, hailing.
Yeah. We usually don't get hail in December.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then tomorrow
yeah.
It's going to be down. That's like a 70, 60-something degree difference.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, same thing here, Paula. Same thing here. You know, and I mean, I'm just dreading it. I'm really dreading it because, I mean, we've got visitation with the kids, the grandbabies tomorrow, and I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, we've not heard anything from them. I thought we'd never heard something saying, well, you know, if it's real bad, we can't do this, you know, because, you know, it's too dangerous for the kids to be out. So to me, it would have been better to have done it today. Why couldn't they switch days, you know, and done it today?
Right. because they're jerks.
You know. And I said, well, I feel like that, you know, well, no, this is just, again, evil punishment to say, well, you can't see them until after Christmas now. It's five, I mean, we're going to take a break, though. Dustin Costas written this, doing 15 years in Colorado. Naked women smoking marijuana. We'll be back in 5 minutes and 54 seconds. Here we go.
Puff, puff, pass.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
Dave's
saw me.
Dave's not here.
Marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamaso, kana. Honeb, hinab, henni, hemp, hanap, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gangika. Hashisha, hashish, hashash, hashaichi, Indrasen, Kia, Insangu, Kep, Kif, Kia, Kini.
After 15 years, you know I'll be. smoking marijuana. Naked women smoking marijuana. Naked women smoking marijuana. Naked women smoking marijuana. Naked women smoking marijuana.
Here, but Dave called me this morning. I didn't get to actually talk to him. I have to call him back. Wow. Paula, I haven't got to talk to you. What do you think about what the FDA and the DEA's done now on the CBD oil? You there, Paula? Oh, hell, what? Hang on, Paula. I've got you muted. I'm sorry. Fuck.
Yeah. I think evil bastards, and they need to just go die somewhere.
I mean, you know, well, and I was talking to a girl that I know. Her son has several seizures a month, and she has talked to the doctors at the University of Kentucky. She's talked to the doctors down in Corbin, you know, down in Tennessee, and now she's actually going to go to Cincinnati because everybody's telling her that CBD oil, and has been telling her this for the past couple of years, and she didn't even realize that we had a CBD oil bill and that we had passed a CBD bill for the children with seizures, but she said the doctors have been telling her it's illegal. And that the closest and the only place she can do that at is in the state of Ohio.
Oh, wow. Well, I didn't know that. I mean, they say it's illegal now, but I didn't think it was illegal before.
Well, right. Well, that's right, Paula. But, you know, it wasn't. It wasn't illegal, but it is now. It is a federal law. Thanks to the DEA and the FDA, unless you
and
are FDA approved.
They're not
right.
even elected.
Right. Unless you're FDA approved, you cannot sell CBD oils. You have to be FDA approved the same way with selling raw milk.
Right. And they don't want it FDA approved because they don't want us having access to something that is safe and cheap.
Right,
actually,
right.
No.
Right.
And
right.
we can grow ourselves.
Right. Oh my, it's bad. I said, oh my God, we're hurting. If they've took over the CBD, if they've took control of the CBD, then forget the THC because they own that too.
Right. They're going to have to answer to the creator one day.
Right, yeah. I think so too, Paula. I want to thank everybody out there again. Thank you so much, Paula, for being with us. Everybody have a good evening. No texting, driving, drinking, driving, Pokemon driving. God bless you people. Love you all. And I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. I love you. Have a good evening.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.